Hey guys, Andrew here. Good morning. It's 5 a.m. Sorry I didn't do my makeup, didn't do my hair. Gonna go to the gym. But this one, I had some ruminations, had some thoughts going through, and felt like it's coming from the heart. So had to share this one. And this is for the young arts out there. Okay, so if you're 23-ish and younger, I think this is right around that time. Little context, I'm 28, okay? And I think this might be of some use. So, okay, if you're watching this video, look. If you feel like you have an artistic inclination coming from the soul, coming from deep within, right? Then I highly implore you to put all you have into it as if it was your full-time job. Okay, a lot of what the trouble with being an artist is that we sort of pick it up when we only feel inspired. Okay, so if you're not feeling quite inspired, and the toughest thing is to give yourself a project to work towards, because it's kind of like self-created, the best thing you could do is just go back to fundamentals, keep practicing, but keep creating, maybe on a smaller level every time before you get one of those big inspirations, one of those big musings that seem to come and go, okay? And the reason I'm saying this is because when you're young, you have a lot more time and a lot more space for error and for things to not go your way, but you can keep moving forward. As time goes by, though, responsibilities typically gradually rise. So that's not to say it's a bad thing. Hey, we all got to grow up, right? But look, this is a big kicker here, okay? Now take this with a grain of salt. If you're in a position where you don't have to work out of sheer necessity to pay the bills, to feed yourself, perhaps feed your family. If you're not in this sort of position, then you should be doing that. You should be going all in. That's number one, okay? You feel like you're an artist, you should be going all in. You can always, and I mean always, pick up a regular job at any point, right? There is such a case as being too old, but if you are working at the craft, then you are still putting in mental aptitude into this. You are still developing skills. So that's still an important thing about this whole endeavor. Like otherwise, what inevitably happens, and as artists, because we're idealistic, and I think most of the time, we are romantics at heart. Most of the time, you're gonna get societal pressure. If it's not self-induced, as in you don't feel like you have enough status, enough money, you're not on par with your peers, and they seem to be able to do all these other things, that they have all this freedom, right? Look, you don't know what it is that they truly had to sacrifice in order to gain those things. But as artists, you should read Franz Kafka. Okay, I highly implore you to read Franz Kafka, The Metamorphosis, what's the other one? The Judgment. Start with those two. Okay, it's a beautiful, satirically hilarious, dark vision of what's to come if you give your soul up too early. It really is a great reading. It's enlightening, it's fun, and it is truly heartfelt. You can feel this author through his writings, through his novels. Anywho, okay, so if you have the luxury, that's number one, if you have the luxury and you don't have to work a 9-to-5, you don't have to chase this career that, coming from a background of a Hispanic family, if I wasn't being an accountant, a doctor, a lawyer, basically I was already a failure. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't have to do that, don't do it. It's better to pick up a part-time job, work that, work your family job, whatever it is, and go all at your craft. Put all you got into it, everything, all right? So number two, and it's bouncing off of the first point. Number two, because we're romantic, intimate relationships is something you really, really have to be careful. It is the biggest kicker for almost all artists everywhere. Why? Because we're idealistic. Because we we seem to empathize a lot more. That's not to say people who can do art are always that way, but if you are an artist at soul, at heart, then falling in love with your craft seems to just make other women fall in love with you. It's a weird cosmic joke that seems to happen. Every time I'm all in on a craft, I seem to have a girlfriend just up here, like fucking magic, okay? But the progression of a relationship, especially the romantic ones, with your lover, your girlfriend, be it who may, right? Inevitably what happens is they're going to expect you to start providing. And this is totally okay. This is usually how it goes, okay? The man should provide, right? They're gonna expect you to put in more time, okay? Put more time into the relationship, effort into the relationship, energy into the relationship. You have to learn how to be in an intimate relationship, okay? You're gonna have fights, this whole space for the relationship will start to take up, okay? And if you didn't have already a full-time job, in said other example, then it takes up space into your craft first before it takes up space into your job, because that's usually what's holding you down or getting the bills done. That's why it's better to do the swap room earlier on as much as you can and pour that same 9 to 5, 50 to 60 hour energy into your craft first, and then have that part-time job on the side, and then maybe a girlfriend, maybe. But again, that's a big one. So look out for that one, okay? Because, hey, we're lover boys. We're lover boys out here, all right? We love to love. It's cool. It is what it is. But think about, also be considerate. It's okay. It's natural. The girl's going to want to be around you more. She's going to want your time. She's going to want your commitment. She's going to want babies one day. Yo, she's got shit to do. She's got shit to set up for herself in her future. She wants a family. If she don't want a family, bro, like, I don't know what you're doing with that girl, but otherwise, I mean, hey, more power to you. Look, number three. Okay, number three. This is the last one because I wanted to make this a little shorter one. All right, number three is bridging out as much as you can. Okay, so if you have that idealistic set scenario where you don't have to do all those responsibilities and you have the space and you're able to pour in that time into the craft, you know, best case scenario, as you're pouring into your craft, you can piggyback other side gigs that have something to do with artistic endeavors. Perfect. Fucking perfect. Okay, whatever. You have a part-time job? Cool. But you need to always branch out. Always branch the fuck out. Because you don't know. You just don't know how one art relates to another. It's crazy how, like, the most random thing. Like, so I'm a digital artist. At least I started that way, right? I was a visual artist. I did sketching, anatomy, digital painting. And then I got into graphic design, made websites, and started making some money off of that. But found myself making music lately. And is it gonna be top of the charts, Billboard music? Absolutely not. I have no expectation of that. But crazy enough, that is usually where the best music is made. The best music is made without the expectation in mind, right? Like, it's because it's pure expression. It's almost for the culture. It's almost like it's music, or it's an art to no one, for no one. Practically, it's for God. Like, it is in that essence to God himself. So never stop branching out. That's number three. Never stop branching out. You just don't know what's on the other side. And weird enough, again, when I'm working music, I get ideas for poetry and its lyrics. When I'm working poetry and its lyrics, I get really cool imagery that goes through my head for something of the digital arts, for the visual arts. And I'm over here sketching, like, wow, this is really cool. Like, I wouldn't have thought about that if I hadn't branched out in this way. When I'm dancing, I get a mood, I get feeling and genre and attitude from it that I can take and sort of synthesize it into either my own music or a visual art that I'm trying to do. Okay. That was a short one, but, well, 10 minutes? Nah, not that short. All right, cool. Pour into your craft. All right? You're going to get societal pressure. If you have the luxury, do it. Go all in. Number two. I forgot what number two was. What was number two? We're just going to pretend like that didn't happen. Done.